Yesterday, the North Carolina Senate gave tentative approval of the compromise budget negotiated with the House. The legislation spells out how the state's $21 billion budget will be spent, and as such, you'd expect the debate would focus on priorities, programs, and dollar figures. Instead, the senators raised questions of transparency, fairness, and political payback. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
The final state budget is the capstone to each legislative session. Senator Jeff Jackson, Democrat from Mecklenburg County, marked the occasion.
Today is the biggest legislative day of the year. It's budget day.
And it was well overdue. But Jackson was in no mood to celebrate. The final budget wasn't posted until 11:30 p.m. Monday. Jackson and his Senate colleagues were voting on the bill less than 15 hours later. That left little time to digest the details of a complex spending plan.
We have asked the state to wait for months while we blow budget deadlines. We started a new school year without an education budget. Now that you finally have a budget and people are asking for a chance to read it before we vote on it, the answer is no.
Democrat after Democrat echoed that sentiment, including Minority Leader Dan Blue.
Why the rush to keep us from seeing what's in this budget, to see what's good and what's bad, so that we can respond to our constituents when they ask?
The core of their argument was this. For 77 days, only a handful of top Republicans from the House and Senate negotiated the details. And in budgets, details matter. That's where you find the consequences of the legislation, both intentional and unintentional, those that make the headlines and those that don't.
There are all kinds of little hidden fee increases. They may not have been hidden intentionally.
But they weren't exactly clear either, like the $200 million in additional fees North Carolinians will have to pay at the DMV, or increasing the cost of state-mandated medical screenings on newborns from $19 to $24. Transparency, the Democrats argued, was the first casualty of this budget. Here's Senator Floyd McKissick.
What we got here today is a bill that even if we agree that there's some things that need to be changed, it's too late to make it better. It's too late to make a difference. It's too late for us in the back row to change an outcome.
Because this is a conference report, senators could offer no amendments, just vote the bill up or down. And so it went from the minority party until Republican Senator Tom Apodaca had had enough.
Yes, there were some increases in some fees, but the cuts on the taxes exceeded the increases of the fees. So that's fiscal responsibility.
And Apodaca reminded the chamber that back when Democrats ruled Raleigh, they also rushed budget votes.
Yes, back at that time, Senator Blue, if you don't remember, I didn't hear your righteous indignation back there, or Stein, trying to make it a better process. Y'all were part of the process.
Republican after Republican told stories of not seeing a budget until the morning of the vote. During all this bickering about process, fairness, geese and ganders, and what's best for the state, Democrat Senator McKissick brought up what is a political reality for both parties.
We got to make this process work more openly with more transparency, because the political pendulum swings back and it swings forth, back and forth.
The Senate will have its final vote on the budget later today. The House will vote on Thursday. Lawmakers have until the end of this week to pass a budget before the current temporary spending measure runs out. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.